This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I missed the UPS man today. He brought me some Boyd's Gun Stock stuff. Now I gotta wait till Monday. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to tell you a story. You guys have heard it here. I have sponsors, and I have one sponsor, Sheath Underwear. And Sheath is a little bit different type of sponsor and everything. I can shoot all kinds of video all day about Spikes Tactical and Nighthawk and Ace Firearms and all of these guys that make something like that. I can shoot it in all kinds of different ways. I can do desktops and I can do range and I can do all this other stuff. With Sheath, I can only do a little bit of the spoken word. Right? That's about it. Robert Patton at Sheath decided to put together a video using some voiceovers that I had done for Sheath, overlaid on top of me shooting at a range. Then we took that, and it's about 1 minute, 6 seconds long. If you've been to my Facebook, you've seen it. We took that, and we stuck it on Facebook. Now, I have 5,000 plus people that like my show page, and I have 5,000 friends and on Facebook. Friends, I say. And then I have, so I decided to boost that video. Now, they'll let me stick it on the site. Okay? They'll let me stick it on the site on Facebook. So Facebook is always sending you something. Would you like to boost this for $3 a day for only $5 a day? So I was going to boost it. So I'm going to boost this 1 minute, 6 second video that's about Sheath underwear. But it has me shooting. So Facebook denies it. So then I appealed it. And then they okayed it because I wrote, well, this is about underwear. It's not about me. I'm not selling guns. I'm not selling any ammunition. I'm trying to sell some underwear. And then they okayed it. And then I decided to boost it again after that boost was over. And then, they said no. And then they didn't say yes again. So then Robert did another video. And that video got turned down. And this one had me only shooting once. Okay. Segue to the generalized version of what we see. First of all, that really angered me about Facebook. This coming week, I'm going to be looking for a way to do some video stuff to put on Facebook and to put on my website. And the Facebook video is just going to be, come to my website to hear what I got to say today. And then there's going to be all kinds of gun stuff that they won't allow on Facebook on there. I have to do it via YouTube, and when I do it via YouTube, I'm going to make sure that everything also meets their community standards, because YouTube they went the exact opposite way of the way I thought they were going to go, and Facebook went the exact opposite of the way I thought they were going to go. So, but right now, Facebook is taking a beating in the stock market, and it's not a pretty picture. Now, seeing this kind of thing also means that this could affect other parts of the market. But, you know, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, this coming from Drudge, was set for a big down day yesterday after disappointing quarterly results from Facebook sent the social media giant hurtling towards their biggest share price decline ever and on track to lose more than $100 billion in market value. The Invesco QQQ Trust, Triple Q Trust, which tracks the NASDAQ 100 index and can give traders a good idea of how the NASDAQ stocks will trade, was down more than 2% at one point in the after-hours trading Wednesday. At last count, the ETF was off by about 1.5%, and Facebook lost about a fifth of its value after hours. And that took the entirety of the NASDAQ down by 0.8%. Now, the reasons why this happened are sort of obvious. Earnings are down. That means people aren't using the site the way the analysts projected. That's primarily because the site segued from what it was, from what it started out to be to get you hooked. Now it's segued into something else. Privacy concerns are what's most often discussed, along with the lower overseas growth, and there's probably something to it, as the earning figures can be studied for impact in areas of underperformance. And then there's the censorship. The censorship is taking a toll. Do you feel, I remember when I discovered Facebook, and then there were people I went to school with in Columbia, South Carolina, that I didn't know anything about for 30 years. And I got on Facebook and I found so many of them, and that led to me finding out about all the rest of them. And that was stupendous. It was greatness. And I thought Facebook was the greatest thing on earth. I don't feel that way now. Do you feel the same way about Facebook you did before the censorship stories? Do you think Diamond and Silk, do you think they're as dangerous to the community by Facebook's censors as its YouTube subsidiary? Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's mixed reviews congressional appearance. Did you want to use Facebook after learning that the company is composed solely of leftist hipsters who have it in for the right? Those were the news items as this profit report were being accumulated. You could argue that Facebook's users aren't Facebook's customers given the revenue stream flow from its advertisers and its data aggregators. But without those users enthusiastically slapping everything they know and do on their Facebook pages as they have, of what use is the diminishing data sold to the paying customer? Facebook is a gigantic data mine. It is nothing more than a gathering place to figure out what you do. First, and this is the thing, most people that would look at what I do on my Facebook page would say he's crazy about baby girls and he's crazy about guns. And that'd be it. That's the only picture they have of me. Maybe a few more about heart disease and stuff like that. But do you think Facebook could turn this ship around, and if they scrapped the censorship at least? Right now, you've got terrorists and spray shooters getting away with their posts while the conservatives are being censored. And this isn't necessarily all of the work of hipster censors looking only for conservatives to silence. It's also because the job of censorship is too big for the company to handle. That's a rough one. Facebook could easily make amends by hiring conservatives. That'd be one thing. Getting out of the censorship business altogether by claiming a status similar to the telephone company, which is never responsible for the conversations of its customers. I really enjoyed them at one point. For me, that ship has sailed. I got censored the other day on a picture that they covered up and it was a depiction of Che Guevara getting ready to shoot two civilian teenage girls, which is what he was. That's what he was. Not the hipster thing on the T-shirts, not the cool beret-wearing dude. He was a murderous thug. I'm just tired of it. Maybe a little market discipline could snap them out of it. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I got this stuff coming for my at-one stock. It's gonna complete the perfection. I've been waiting for it for a week. I wasn't here. And I found the sticker, the dreaded UPS I'll be back next week sticker. So that is coming. And finally we'll get to do some. Anyway, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, as the Democrats continue to scrum ahead of the 2018 midterm elections and ultimately the 2020 presidential election, the Democrats of all stripes are eager to see who will be squeezed out of the pack and step up to articulate some kind of a unified progressive vision to challenge the Trump presidency. And even at this late date, the Democrats appear rudderless and out of ideas, still clinging to their relentless impetata of resistance to shake off the Trump occupation of the American government. Now, this approach hasn't proven to be an altogether winning strategy. Recently, the DNC Brain Trust announced their intention to enlist the advice of Hollywood writers, Hollywood directors, Hollywood producers to craft a Tinseltown-style messaging in the hope of generating Democratic victories. In other words, they're going to create fiction. Then when you get the four-letter tirades of Robert De Niro and the vulgar tweets of Peter Fonda, the nightly broadsides of talk show hosts and the rallying cries and rants of entertainment elites everywhere, the Hollywood message is loud and clear and can be reduced to two words. One beginning with an F and the last word being you. What the Democrats don't seem to get is that Hollywood is not a messaging apparatus, nor is parading the Trump-hating celebrities into the spotlight in a winning, that's not a winning substitute for a clear enunciation of what they stand for and whom they represent. Let's not forget that body conga line of the Hollywood royalty who stepped up noisily during Hillary's 2016 campaign and delivered nothing, employing that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away approach to a TV political ad or the get out of the vote appeal bereft of a lucid, straightforward liberal message is, as former Democratic Texas Governor Ann Richards once remarked, like, you can put lipstick on a hog and call it Monique, but it's still a pig. The truth is, the Democrats have no message. There is no vision. There's no agenda. There's no Democratic counter to make America great again. Nor is there a leader to voice this vision and stamp it with a seal that only is, you know, that is so uniquely theirs. And there's the problem. Who's the leader of the Democratic Party? Biden? Pelosi, Schumer, Perez, Ellison, Sanders, Clinton, Gillibrand, Feinstein, Warren, Durbin, Booker, Waters. If these guys were a rock band, they'd be called the Motley Crue, to say the least. And hardly visionaries, an area one who has an electable national cachet that can inspire any sort of transformative change. And then there's one name that is absent. The one Democrat who is the architect of the American anti-capitalist movement and the godfather of the ongoing anti-Trump resistance, former President Barack Obama. Make no mistake, Obama is still the supreme head of the Democratic Party, and his radical reconfiguring of America remains the sole Democratic vision. Redistribution of wealth through vilification and increased taxation of the rich, control of America's production through executive orders and regulations, expansion of the welfare state through entitlements, identity politics and social realignment, foreign policy through apology and appeasement, and economic equality through racial enmity and class conflict. Obama has always wanted to transform America, to reconstruct America from an individual rights-based society where the government is answerable to the law, to a moral, you know, to a European-style social state where the individual and his achievements are subordinate to the collective and the authority of government. According to Stanley Kurtz, senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center and author of Radical in Chief, Barack Obama and the Untold Story of American Radical, or Socialism, rather, Obama has made concerted efforts to hide his socialist convictions from the voters who've put him in office. Had the American public known the truth, Obama would never have risen to the U.S. Senate, much less the presidency. That sort of systematic deception corrodes democracy itself. Or as Jonah Goldberg, one of, you know, he was right this particular time, he characterized it in the National Review after Obama's first term, the president thinks America would be better off if it was no longer America. And to achieve that, what better fuel to run his collectivist engine than America's greatest sin, racism? Speech after speech, Rose Garden press conferences, foreign dignitaries, the dais of the United Nations, he rarely missed an opportunity to make us bigots or, you know, no justice or discriminate, you know, we discriminated. And as a result, the Obama vision rot and America deeply fractured along political and racial lines with a measure of animus not seen since the 50s, an America where racial and ethnic identity are the primary elements to an individual's self-worth and sense of self. He institutionalized the concept of white racism, as a felony, while black or other colored forms of racism are declarations of cultural pride and legitimate responses to oppression, which we can't understand if you're Caucasian and aren't truly racist because minorities lack political power. Where he's at now, he holds court at the World, he has an office in the World Wildlife Fund building. He talks to Sanders and Warren and all these other people. In the meantime, Donald Trump will continue to dismantle everything he did. And the Democrats will soon find themselves singing Daisy all the way to the midterms and beyond. Because they got nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
I just decided I'm just going to go ahead and shoot video, and I'll put this other part of it on when it gets here. But the Boyd's gun stock is like going from nominal to superlative. And, I mean, that's just the easiest way to put it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Parkland kids, they're still trying to remain in the news. If you're going to be involved in any kind of a debate, it sort of helps to try to understand the other side. And then you can understand their arguments well enough to try to address the underlying assumptions behind them. For to debate gun grabbers, well, the underlying assumptions are very easy to memorize because they've been the same for 30, 40 years now. That's a nuanced understanding of a debate that's lost on many people. This is especially true of younger people who are still fairly new to the idea of debating the issues. And especially true when you're talking about the Parkland kids who decide to reframe everything that somebody argues as something else entirely. So, here's a question in a little forum that was happening with some of them. How do you respond to the argument the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun? Ryan Deitch, he responded, that argument is not saying we need to stay safe, we need to stay protected, we need to save our lives. It's saying let's add more guns to the situation.
Someone in the crowd booed, Ryan's answer. Kyra Simon glared down the heckler and grabbed the microphone. That argument honestly shows that someone has a far greater attachment to a gun than a human life. She said that with so much conviction that the crowd jumped to its feet and shook the room with applause. And they may have done that. That may be absolutely positively true. It doesn't mean that that's actually an accurate way to characterize it, though. There's so much dumb in both things said. So much dumb. Nothing but great big dumb. Am I sort of like losing my grasp on the English language here with this stuff? The reason that statement was booed was because it was idiotic. The only time more guns being added, as they say, to the situation isn't a problem is when they're not in the right hands. You can give a law-abiding citizen one of everything in the military's arsenal and you're never going to have a problem with them. You can give a criminal a rock and they can find a way to hurt someone if they want to. Deitch's argument explicitly argues that good guys with guns are a problem. And as a good guy with a gun, I take offense at that, young man. Every law-abiding gun owner should take offense at that. He's claiming that we're no different than the criminals or the maniacs that misuse guns on a daily basis. How is that not offensive? Then let's look at Kyra Simon's comments. That argument honestly shows that someone has a far greater attachment to a gun than a human life. Young lady, you're a child, okay? Someone who has yet to deal with life. That doesn't excuse you from assuming that I have more of an attachment to my gun than my children or my wife. If you could prove to me beyond the shadow of a doubt that giving up my guns would make sure my family stayed safe, I'd do that in a heartbeat. But you can't. And you can't do that because of a little concept called reality, which is not actually a concept, but a fact. A reality that exists beyond your naive utopian bubble where the criminals seem to only be willing to follow gun law. Bad people will keep getting guns, and your efforts will make it impossible for people like me to protect my family. Well, they actually won't because you're not actually getting anywhere. You're not moving the chains on anything. But, I want teachers armed because I understand that when they defend their own life against a mass shooter, they're defending somebody else's child, too. I want more good guys armed because even if they don't care about my wife on a personal level, them taking out a maniac in the mall may mean that my wife gets to come home. That idea that you think you understand us, understand why we carry and why we advocate for more armed citizens, shows everyone just why you should be ignored. And it's not that you're young. It's that you're so full of yourselves that you think you understand things that you don't. You want to know us, but you don't. You know the straw man versions of us that are built up in your head, where we're all a bunch of Rambo wannabes just looking for an excuse. And it's not your age that's the issue. It's your arrogance. You think you understand things that, frankly, you don't. And it's also why, contrary to what the media wants to make it look like, you know, that you're losing, the momentum is gone and you're preaching to the choir. You can't convince anyone of anything because comments like this look like a score, but the folks in the middle, the people you need to sway, know better. They know people like me. They know that I carry a gun to protect families and friends and mine and theirs. And they know just how full of it you are in that very instance. But go right on ahead ignoring this. You're only helping our side out in the long run, so keep it going. You do you. And that's the thing. They're not moving the chains. They're not doing anything. They're not going to do anything because they're children. This whole idea, I'm watching this right now. I watch a lot of YouTube, and there's a lot of the YouTube creators that are very, very young, and they're very, very talented, and I wish that I was their age now because I'd be, oh gosh, I'd have all kinds of things going on. And I still have all kinds of things going on. I'm just not, you know, I'm just not part of the cool set because I'm older. But I'm watching them get older. And I'm watching this confusion that seems to be happening to them. Some of them are handling it very well. Some of them, on the other hand, can't handle it. It's quite interesting to watch that dynamic as they age and, you know, go from their 30s into their 40s. And, you know, by the time they're in their 40s, when you're watching them, you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, there's quite a few of them that are quite big creators that are like mid-30s. I watched one in his mid-30s or his upper 30s talk to one, talk to Paul, which Logan brother is it? Is it Paul Logan? I don't know. Talk to the Logan who saw the dead body at the suicide forest and put it up. Logan Paul, I'm sorry. Logan Paul. I watched him interview him, Logan Paul, and Logan Paul didn't know how to handle it. Because this guy was throwing adult stuff at him. And these guys are technically and, you know, legally adults. But they've grown up at a different time in a different way. And the youth of America, they're going to mature slower than we did. Physically, they look it. Mentally, they're just not all there. And definitely, the Parkland kids, well, you go ahead on and keep on to going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I got so much to show you about them. But anyway, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, to this whole Carter Page FISA warrant thing really went well for the Russia/Trump/Treason/Emoluments Clause crew. Well, actually, it didn't. The FISA warrant's probable cause consisted of the urinary dossier that led to Yahoo News stories and back to the urinary dossier in the perfect circle of hackery. It is less probable cause than probable fraud. Basically, the left backed themselves into defending the notion that it's cool to use the intelligence community to spy on rivals because, of course, they should be able to use the intelligence community to spy on rivals because Trump is literally Hitler, as was Romney, as was McCain, and all the Bushes, and as well will be every Republican president aspirant in the future, regardless of what he has binders full of. Sounds legit to me. No wonder those of us who keep saying, buy guns and ammunition because the citizenry needs to have a counterbalance to a corrupt establishment's monopoly on force in society, are now saying, we told you so. But that dumb hill is only the latest dumb hill the Never Trump goofs have chosen to die on. Have you ever seen that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray? I love it. With them, it's Groundhog Day. Every morning they wake up fussy and failing. Then every night they go to bed alone with all of their friends having pushed the latest Trump did the worst thing ever meme, only to wake up fussy and failing in the same Trumpian hell again the next morning. Except instead of being funny, they're sad. And instead of waking up to Sonny and Cher crooning, I got you, babe, they wake up to Beck singing Loser. And it's dedicated to them.
So look at the bright side, Never Trumpers. Your inability to sell cruises all ends in January 2025. Unless Don Jr. wants to take a pay cut. This seems to have made you sad. Maybe you should crack open another Zima to wash away all that pain. Here's the reality for you. Here's a bottle for you to suck on. In 2016, normal Americans rebelled against an establishment composed of leftist fascists in government and a hateful cultural elite, as well as their allegedly conservative kept boys who placed their personal positions and prosperity above the people's interests. Do you remember how Abe Lincoln had to prune the dead wood in the Union Army before he could find a general to lead the fight against the Democrats the last time they tried to win a civil war? Like Ulysses S. Grant, Donald Trump is imperfect, but he fights and he wins. Do you remember Trump's Apocalypse Helsinki? Funny, neither do I. You know, like, wasn't that a long time ago? Like in the year 1 BS before Stormy? I can't seem to keep all the things that we're finally going to do in Trump straight. His wins just keep on growing. And Pantsuit is stumbling about her empty mansion and her sexy moo-moos, tripping over her empty Crown Royal bottles and her broken dreams. The economy is revving up. ISIS is revving down. The Iraqis are hanging the few dirt bags that we bother capturing. Deregulation is in effect. Gun control isn't. And the beat goes on. At this point, Billy Joel could even turn it into one of his terrible songs. Mueller can't get evidence to impeach. The Dems' blue wave falls out of reach. Paris Accords go down the drain. Unleashed ICE deals the pain. SCOTUS, Keystone, a big tax cut. Hashtag Me Too bites Hollywood on the butt. You get the idea, and if you don't, go ask your dad who Billy Joel is. Spoiler alert, his music was the inspiration for The Handmaid's Tale. Donald Trump was incorrect when he promised that we'd get tired of all this winning. Well, not really. Because he was joking. He was joking when that happened. No, we're not tired of winning. Not even close to being tired. Not anywhere near being tired. And Trump understands Americans. And I'll say that unequivocally. He knows we won't ever tire of winning because Americans consider winning to be our natural state. The fact that we are militant normals viciously and profanely, and we argue, you know, this highlights the great difference between American normals and the elite that seeks to govern them. Normal Americans expect to win, and they demand it because winning is what Americans do. We believe deeply that we are better than every other nation and culture on earth, largely based on the fact that we are. American exceptionalism is the core of our identity. And if you ain't American, you ain't Adam Schiff. This is not bragging or delusion. We are right to believe that because it is objectively true. Lying abroad, or, you know, living abroad, excuse me, confirms that many of us normals have spent years abroad, some of us in uniform, cleaning up foreigners' messes, preventing foreigners' messes. But our elites, these snooty people who are supposed to be taking care of our institutions and making them work smoothly for everyone else, in return for prestige and power and material remuneration, no longer believe in American exceptionalism. This is largely the fault of academia, which the elite controls, training future elitists that their own countrymen suck and that their loyalty should be to an unelected transnational class of like-minded slobs with glowing credentials but no track record of success in actually accomplishing the basic tasks that the elites are supposed to accomplish. And when the society that the elite has so woefully mismanaged predictably manifests problems, they don't look in the mirror and say, "Whoa, we're messing up." We'd better do a deep personal inventory to correct our shortcomings. No, they don't do that. They blame the very people on whose behalf they are supposed to be running things. Because the elite can't possibly be at fault. And therefore, losing should be our natural state because Americans are undeserving of winning. I hear you. No way. Not happening. Pay attention, elite peoples. We have considered your kind offer of decline and failure, and we have rejected it. Our counter offer is that we shall continue winning. This is non-negotiable. Because we normal Americans just like winning. And so we're going to keep on winning. And anyone who doesn't like that can always try to bring the losing again tomorrow. Good luck with that one. We have always been exceptional. We have always been better. This is not new. The fact that you heard so many people telling you different, that doesn't mean it was ever that way. When our previous president, when Obama was going around doing the apology tour and all the other stuff, did that cause you as much pain as it caused me? I watched him do this stuff, and I remembered when I was overseas, and I remembered when I was there, ostensibly every day facing what might turn into combat, a war, World War III. And after all that time and all that work that me and the people that were in the military of the 80s and the 90s did, he threw it away. He squandered all of that. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.